today.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number you're going to be needing for the next 2 hours of your time. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And I'm Mike.
And Manwich.
Manwich returning from his two-week-long extended absence.
Whoopee!
Welcome back. Did you have fun in the Boston Marathon or wherever the hell it was?
The Chicago Marathon.
Okay.
They say the Boston Marathon's at a different time of year.
Right.
But the Boston Marathon's the big one, and like in the like on a worldwide scene. So you have to qualify by racing in say the New York Marathon or the Chicago Marathon or one of these other
majors. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. So these are the marathon of the marathon runners. I mean, these are the pros.
There was some guy who did it and almost beat the world record by, I think it was 2 minutes, something like that.
This year?
Yes, in the Chicago Marathon.
Wow. Almost beat the world record?
Yeah, he got a headwind coming around on the last mile or so and last few, last little bit of distance, and it slowed him down that he missed.
Did you have a good time? You weren't actually running. You were just there supporting a friend of yours.
Yes, it was, and it went well. It was good.
Cool. Any good stories out of Chicago? Any personal stuff?
You know, it was different going there.
Had you ever been there before?
It's like being in a foreign country. Everything's just a little different.
Well, you know what? That's how it is here in America. From my very limited experience, I know that at one time you traveled the country in out of the back of a van, man.
I've been in 45 states.
Right. So you've certainly experienced this. I've experienced it to a small extent. Of course, Mike, coming down from New Hampshire, you can definitely see that just when you cross state lines. Hell, when you cross interstate lines in some cases, when you go on, I know here where we're at, there's an interstate, and once you go on one side of it, it's like you're in VF nowhere.
Right, right.
On the other side of it, you're in civilization. So, there's stark contrasts in some cases between here and there. So what were some of the things you noticed?
Well, they have different stuff for grass there. I mean, their grass. Grass is completely different. We have the big, like, what they would call weeds up there is what we try to cultivate for grass.
Yeah, we have these huge, thick blades down here, and up there, there are these little wispy things.
Right.
It's like nothing.
I got an answer to, you know, something that always kind of bothered me. I've noticed a lot of people move down to Florida and open hot dog restaurants and expect them to go. And they die.
Right.
The people lose all their money and it's just a wretched mess.
That's true.
Now I understand. Up north, there are lots of hot dog restaurants. You go to restaurants in order to eat hot dogs. So the people
it's a delicacy or something.
I don't know. Yeah, something
well,
like that.
Well, I think that's
people
something big in Chicago, whereas like in Boston,
the
area that I come from, it's mostly seafood.
Okay.
Same thing. I think, you know, a lot of folks come down here, try to open up a similarly successful
Chicago
restaurant.
Chicago style.
And it just it blows up in their face.
Well, in the case of hot dogs, I know that to be true, because there's a lot of, you know, this side of Florida is where I live, on the west coast of Florida. Many Midwesterners come down. And I guess they're used to seeing hot dog restaurants. And it, for whatever reason, doesn't work here in Sarasota and, you know, on the Sun Coast.
Well, did it feel like Chicago? Of course, we're talking about your trip to Chicago. And if you guys want to chime in, remember this is Free Talk Live. We didn't really reset the show. 1-800-259-9231. The basic premise is what?
The basic premise is you are the caller and you are in control. You can talk about whatever you want. And I mean, some nights we're talking about political stuff. Sometimes it's personal issues.
Sure.
We run the gambit and we're not afraid to tackle any topic, so
exactly.
Please.
So, and also, you are the caller in control of the show, literally, meaning if we're here talking with Manwich and he's spouting off about his trip to Chicago and you just don't want to hear that anymore, please, don't tune out. It's Saturday night. There's nothing else on the radio. Don't tune out. Call up at 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever it is that you want, all right? So you have that control here, especially female callers.
Oh, yeah.
You, ladies, you are brought to the head of the line. If we've got a few people on hold, a few gentlemen on hold, and you're a female and you call in, we go to you first.
Yeah.
Okay, so keep that in mind as well. And don't also forget about this, freetalklive.com. We got a bulletin board, chat room. I'm going to log into the chat room here in a little bit. We'll see who's hanging out, because there's always an interesting conversation going on in there.
Oh, yeah.
As well. All right, so you're in Chicago. It was just for the weekend, right?
You know, I noticed something else that was interesting. I happened to go into one of these hot dog restaurants, and I'm not going to eat a hot dog. It doesn't make any sense to me to go out and eat a hot dog.
But wouldn't you think it'd be
hot dogs are what you feed children, you know?
Yeah, but it's something special up there, so you'd think that it might do it a little little bit differently. Isn't it possible the Chicago dog tastes a little bit different there?
Sure. It's like Maine lobster. You know, you're not going to get the same kind of lobster down here that you're going to get down here.
You just compared a lobster to a hot dog.
No, it's totally different.
I don't think you can really.
Come on. It's this. I mean, there's disgusting little pig intestines jammed with, like, all the extras. Yuck. Blah.
Yeah, I don't think you can really compare that. I mean, if you're in Maine and you get a lobster, that probably means they literally just pulled it out of the water or very recently pulled it out of the water and harvested that lobster, whereas if you're in Chicago and you're eating a hot dog, I highly doubt they just slaughtered the pigs and the horses in the back and shoved them in the machine. So I don't think the freshness factor is really quite there.
You have to have that right mix of rat, too. I'm sorry. I went to the hot dog place. I got a sandwich that was a tuna sandwich. And what I thought was interesting, it was listed under the vegetarian or meatless section. The fish was. I mean, if tuna isn't made out of meat, what is it made out of?
That's funny.
It was really weird. So I asked the guy. They didn't have a guy. They had a cash register up there, but a guy kind of takes your order in line. So I'm like, tuna is meatless? What kind of, I mean, I wanted to make sure it wasn't soybeans or something like that, you know, and he's like, yeah, it's cold-blooded, so it's not considered meat. Which is an interesting pseudo-fact.
Whatever.
I guess as long as it's not red meat, then it's not meat, I guess, is the way they look at it.
Yeah, I guess.
Strange.
Yeah, very, very odd.
Indeed. 1-800-259-9231, our board operator, Scott, in Minnesota is telling us that is, the word for that is pescatarian, I guess.
A pescatarian is a person that does
maybe
eat fish.
Eats fish, yeah. I suppose. So there you go. And that's what he is. So he learns something new every night here on Free Talk Live. What we did last week, and you weren't here for this, was we did a little bit of catch-up because we've been getting into issues and we've been talking about these issues and getting calls like crazy.
And sort of neglecting the emails.
Right, we've been getting emails at the same time and never really having a chance to get to them. So last week we started the show out with some emails and then we got into whatever we got into. So we're going to try that again this week because we, again, have some emails. And you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Maybe you're just not comfortable getting on the air on a phone basis with us.
It's kind of like the letters to the editor in a magazine. It's always in the front.
True. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Although the letters to the editor in the newspaper are always in the back.
That's true.
So I guess that means magazines consider their readers more important than newspapers.
I suppose. I don't know. Maybe it's just the way.
Well, they're the people who mostly subscribe to the papers and, you know, pay for them. So.
Again, one of my issues with email is it can't be too long. I mean, yeah, we say we're going to read your email live on the air, but if you give us a email that is 15 pages long,
a freaking novel.
How can we do it?
You know,
first of all, normally emails like that aren't really written by that person.
No.
They're usually forwards, and we usually throw those
cut
out.
And paste.
We want emails that you hand typed
right
to us. This one was hand typed, but it is extremely long. So.
Do you have, like, the highlights of it?
I'll just maybe just go through it here and pick out some of it.
Yeah.
Or maybe we'll start it, and then maybe it'll just get us off on a tangent here. So here we go. And by the way, you can still interrupt the show at 800-259-9231. This one is from, I think it's Roger. Robert in Canada. We've actually heard from him a few times via email, and always on the same subject. He wants to talk about health care again.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Healthcare is important to this guy.
Yes, it is.
I guess so.
Well, I think what he's coming from is he feels like we are maligning his country and how they deal with health care.
I think that if you want socialized medicine, it's great. Go to Canada.
Maybe that's where we should leave this, but I'll give a few paragraphs from him. He says, "Hi, everyone. I don't expect such a long email to be read on the air once again. In fact, we don't even have time to get him much further than this. I had to send truthful information about the Canadian healthcare system." So we'll find out what that truthful information is coming up next. And if you want to chime in or change the topic completely, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Much, much more is coming up. We're not just going to talk healthcare tonight. All kinds of stuff. This is Free Talk Live, and we'll be back.
We Would you like to have a government that treats citizens as responsible adults rather than helpless children? Are you fed up with legislators who spend as though there's no tomorrow? Are you tired of having to jump through regulatory hoops when you try to run a business or educate your children? Would you like your vote to finally make a difference? The Free State Project is a plan for 20,000 people who believe in limited government and increased civil liberties to move to a single state in the U.S. so that together we can make a difference. Join us in New Hampshire and you too can have liberty in your lifetime. Members of the Free State Project will reduce burdensome taxation and regulation, eliminate wasteful government programs, and will return New Hampshire to a government limited in size, scope, and expense. A government committed to keeping things free. Free to lead their lives, contribute money to charities, run their businesses, and raise their families. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Ever walk into someone's house and you can tell instantly they own pets? They've made the mistake of using a pet odor and stain product that only covers the problem temporarily. We don't have that problem in our home. We've discovered it's just better to use Paws. Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, or Paws, is the quickest and safest pet stain and odor eliminator known to man, or man's best friend. Paws is safe on any material, even directly on your pet's bedding. Paws will work on the toughest stains and odors in your home. It's guaranteed to lift stains that have been set in for years, proving again, it's just better to use Paws. It's only a matter of time until Fido, or Fluffy, has an accident. Be prepared with Paws. Use Paws anywhere stains and odors are a problem, like the laundry or the bathroom. Try Paws once, and you'll quickly discover it's just better to use Paws. Call 1-877-289-PAWS or visit getpaws.com. That's www.getpaws.com. Paws comes with a 110% money-back guarantee. You've nothing to lose but stains and odors.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
You're looking for another rock and roll record that'll make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. This is Free Talk Live, a show about you, the caller. You can call in and talk about whatever you want using the phone number I just gave. And perhaps if you're not comfortable calling in, you can send us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com. While you're at the website, freetalklive.com, be sure to check out all the other great stuff. We've got the BBS, the bulletin board system, where you can get interactive and start a flame war with folks starting threads and topics here and there. You can also check out the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archive section, and
so much more, be sure to log on at freetalklive.com.
Indeed, and I can already see that our callers are figuring out the format to the show, that they can indeed change the topic at any time.
Excellent.
We're going to be getting to Richard, who's waiting in New York City. He wants to talk about airline flights, but Michael is ahead of him, and let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. We're interrupting again. We were in the middle of an email, but Michael's on the line from Kentucky, and you are on Free Talk Live. Michael, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm a little bit tired. Had a long day today, but one of the big issues is health care right now in Kentucky because of, they almost have been trying to avoid a teacher strike, which it's illegal for teachers to strike in Kentucky, but they're going to do it anyway unless they get their, health care situation lined out, I think on the 27th, which is Wednesday.
Are you a teacher?
No, but my wife is, and mentioned in passing on some reports without actually getting into it is the fact that one of the main carriers is 80% owned by the biggest university in Kentucky, which is the University of Kentucky, of course, the UK, known for its basketball and big profits there for them. And, of course, the reason I wanted to kind of mention that is essentially what we've got going on in this country now, and it's a lot of fairly not well known, except in alternative media like this show, is that the big question is, when do we start calling things like that fascism, which was, government
things control. Like what? Can you redefine what you meant by
government
like
ownership of virtually 80%, anywhere figures range from 60 to 80% of the stock market, the insurance industry, the nine major domestic oil corporations. At what point can we no longer call this capitalism, but fascism, and the government actually owns, anywhere, like I say, over half of the stock market, to the tune of Alan Greenspan, I think, a few months ago said that, it's been a couple of years ago, he said he was concerned about the derivatives market, and it's something like $80 trillion. Well, the major player in the derivatives market is the government. You may remember a few years ago, the city of Los Angeles was made the news. Oh, we lost a billion dollars.
Orange County.
Los Angeles is in Orange County, of course, and they're basically...
And it runs into L.A. County, too.
Yeah, they lost $1 billion in the derivatives market, is the point I'm getting at. And they, started crying, we're going to have to start shutting down, we're going to have to shut down fire departments or cut back on police overtime, we're going to have to close the city swimming pools.
The problem here is it's a double-edged sword, don't you see? The government wants some control, they got to have their sticky little fingers into anything that could potentially earn them some money. But then by the same token, if your business starts to crash and go under, and then you need to get maybe some sort of bankruptcy help or something to that effect, here you are.
Well,
for some sort of protection from having, from going under all the way. So,
Insurance Corporation is not even owned by the government. It's not a government corporation. It's a private corporation. So,
but think about it. The government is involved in all banks one way or another.
That's true.
Well, that part is true.
So it's the way I look at it, it's just a vicious circle.
The government controls the money supply in this country, and unfortunately it's making us poorer and poorer as every day goes by. With every extra dollar bill they print, our dollars that we're holding become more worthless.
Well, is it really the government that's controlling the money supply when the Federal Reserve is owned by composite foreigners, basically,
It doesn't matter who owns the Federal Reserve. The point is the government allows the Federal Reserve to set monetary policy for this country, and that's just not a free market. So to answer your question, Michael, at what point can we stop calling this capitalism? That point has far gone past.
Exactly. And this affects insurance, health insurance. We're talking about the issue of socialized medicine or whatever in private or giving the government some sort of self-insured for all of us medical system.
You don't think that's a good idea, right?
How close are we already to that? If, like in my example, the University of Kentucky, which has $935 million in off-the-budget comprehensive annual financial report investments, including an 80% ownership in one of the major insurance companies, CHA Health, here in Kentucky. They own 80% of CHA Health. You know who owns the rest of that 20%? Mm-hmm. Appalachian Regional Hospitals have pooled their resources to invest it. Now, is that not a conflict of interest for the
that seems a little strange.
The hospitals to that set or accept the pay, the reimbursement levels from these insurance companies, the hospitals own the insurance companies.
The corruption and the duplicity goes even deeper than I could have imagined. I mean, I've heard the statistic that 52% of our healthcare dollars is controlled by the government, but that was an older statistic. It could be much higher than that by now.
I think
we're definitely moving down the road towards socialized medicine, and both the Republicans and the Democrats are going to take us there. So,
well, there's it's a symbiotic relationship, and we're being played by fools by both parties.
It's a parasitic relationship. It's symbiotic for the two organizations you were talking about.
Right.
But for us, for our health, it's parasitic. They're sucking off of us.
They're leeching off of us. That's right. And they have played us like a tag team wrestling match, and we're pinned on the mat, and we better do something about it while we still have a little bit of freedom to even speak out on this radio station.
I agree with that, Michael, and we appreciate you
taking
the time to speak out. Thanks for listening, and tune us in at freetalklive.com, and we'll, I'm sure, talk to you again. Let's move on. Let's go to Richard in New York City. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Great, thanks. That was an interesting call, by the way. New York City, and I know about insurance because I don't have any. Can't afford it.
Richard, how do you listen to the show in New York City?
On the internet.
I already had that information, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Just checking up on me, huh?
So what's on your mind today?
Well, just something recently has happened to me, and I'm wondering if it's enough incidents to start thinking about it in a paranoid manner, or I'm just bouncing it off of you to see what you think.
Okay,
I bought some information concerning September 11th and things that have been going on over the internet, and since then, subsequently, I've taken two flights, two airlines, and in both cases, when I reserved in advance, like 6 weeks, paid in advance, mm-hmm. get to the ticket counter, and then all of a sudden, there's a problem with my reservation. Oh, just wait a minute, we have to check with the supervisor. You know, one person tells me it's the computer, another person comes back and says, well, there's two reservations in the same place. Another one says there's a problem with my name.
Richard, you're going to have to
hang on.
You're going to have to finish up after the break, okay?
We're going to come back to you. It sounds like an interesting situation. We'll have a recap it. And if you've had a little situation at an airport, we want to hear from you at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. In fact, I think I have an airport story coming up.
Ooh.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at petwonder.com. That's petwonder.com.
You thought it couldn't happen in America, but your government is about to start saying, may I see your papers, please? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. This very weekend, Congress could pass a law that creates a national database with your most personal information, a law that nationalizes your driver's license. That's right, a national ID card. A law that could force any and all businesses to submit employment applications, complete with fingerprints, for federal government approval. Think about it. You need an ID to travel, get a job, cash a check, to buy cigarettes, alcohol, or a gun. If the federal government sets standards that deny you an ID, it effectively turns you into a non-person. This new national ID database will be voted on at any moment. please go to DownsizeDC.org right now and use our electronic lobbying system to send a message to your representative. Go to DownsizeDC.org while you still can.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free nationwide, 1-800-259-9231. Screening process here, by the way. If you've ever called the talk radio show before, I don't think you're going to be used to what you get here. Because normally,
yeah.
Normally they put you through 20 questions, and they want to know who your mom was, and all kinds of
ask your blood type.
Yeah. We just want to know what your first name is, where you're calling from, one word, what do you want to talk about, and our newest question. We have added a fourth question.
Yes.
How are you listening to the show? Because we have so many different ways for you to tune in via terrestrial stations, WARL in Rhode Island, WBCR in Tennessee, WIBQ in Sarasota. We've got four different satellite channels that we're on. We've got people listening in on C-band, and we also have seven different internet streams for you to tune into.
Have we ever gotten a call from Providence?
We got a call. I remember we got a call, but it was a hang-up after, like, 2 minutes. We didn't get to the call because
okay.
We were on another call.
Just wondered because we have a big radio station in Providence.
Yeah, they're out there. They're listening. And if
what do you call a person from Providence?
Providentian, I would guess. 800-259-9231. We're talking about the situation in our airports here in this country. Now, I'm fortunate that I've got my job here, and it doesn't require me to travel, so I don't have to encounter all of that.
Personally, I hate flying, so I try to do it as little as I have to. You know?
You would hate it even more now.
Oh, of course.
Even more.
Harassment?
In the past 3 years. Of course, we're talking with Richard from New York City. And, Richard, why don't you recap? You said you were looking up some controversial information on the Internet, and then all of a sudden,
I'm sorry. Continue.
I'm just trying to make sure I understand what you told us. You were online researching something controversial. Is that correct?
Yes, and I actually ordered a few, I'll just say products, you know, that had related to what I was looking into with September 11th and the government and everything like that.
Can you tell us what you ordered?
Well, I think for the benefit of the people I ordered it from, it might not be a good idea. I mean, I could always tell you.
Maybe the category of what you ordered, not necessarily who you ordered it from.
Videos.
Okay.
Concerning, because I live in New York City, so I like to compare what I see on videos, what people talk about, to what I know from having lived here and been here.
Was it videos in regards to the conspiracies surrounding the?
Okay. Yeah,
very good. I've seen a number of those myself, so
yeah.
I'm very familiar with what you're talking about.
And I can understand why he would then come under such scrutiny.
So then all of a sudden you go to take an airline flight and
reserved and paid for 6 weeks in advance. I go there 45 minutes at the counter, getting three different answers to the same question as to what the problem was, and then I get on the security line and I get to the front, and all of a sudden. Guess what? I've been randomly selected for a body search.
Of course
now,
you have.
Yeah.
For a little pinch and tickle, huh?
Yeah. And now on the way back, I'm taking a different flight back. I get to the counter. Guess what? There's a problem, with unlocking the seats in the computer on the reservation because they already had the seats selected. And another 45 minutes, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, back and forth, the supervisor. People disappear, walk away. I don't know what's going on.
40 minutes?
and I'm worried about catching a flight, you know, and finally they come back and they give me my boarding pass. I go onto the security line. Guess what? I'm randomly selected for a body search.
Again,
now,
yeah.
Now, I just did a little math, and it's a long way since I've graduated high school, but if you took 150 people on one flight, took one person out, and then multiplied that by 150 on the next flight and the next and the next, that's 150 to the fourth power, which means that the odds of me having random problems and randomly selected or having problems in the computer with my reservation is 509,625,000 to 1. So I have to wonder.
I gotta admit, my math is a little rusty. I went to government school.
So,
but I'm trusting you on that one, Richard.
Yeah. So it's just 150 to the fourth power. So I'm just.
Well, that's if it happens one to one person.
Yeah, you know, to the same person. Yeah, to the same person.
Yeah, right.
Four
now, where's the power of four come in? Were you searched four times or just twice?
Well, four problems. One with the reservation at the desk, then the search, then the reservation, then the search. You know, for the same person to have the problem consecutively on,
yeah, that's,
you know, I think is beyond, you know, mathematical probability is really what I'm saying. So
how comprehensive was the search?
Well, it was pretty detailed to the point that I had some chewing gum in my jacket pocket, and the warning went off, and I took it out, and they examined me again, and the lights kept going off, and for the life of me, I and them couldn't find what was wrong. It turns out that there was approximately a quarter inch by a half inch piece of silver foil from the gum wrapper that had torn off in my pocket, and that was sending off the signal.
I can't believe this. I can't believe that a pack of gum is going to set
well,
that
it's
off.
The,
I didn't
it's
realize
it's the tin foil.
It's the metal foil.
Metal foil.
I walk through with my belt buckle and they don't get me.
Well, yeah, the first time I also had to take off my belt buckle because that did go. But the point is the sophistication and the depth of the search, and the fact that it would happen to the same person, you know, twice plus two problems. I'm just wondering also if you would know anything what my resources are to find out. You know, if I'm on some list or, you know, there's some problem.
You know what? I would suggest that, first of all, I don't know, but I would bet that if you started looking into that and started asking officials questions like that, that'd be a surefire way to get on the list.
Yeah.
Excuse me, how can I find out if my name's on one of those terrorist lists? You know?
Right.
I don't
right.
think that that's something you want to do. I think it'd probably be best if you laid low, and then
took
the next
train.
Time you went and, if you went and flew next time, Amtrak, take a train, right? Yeah, take government train, Amtrak. There you go. It's a very scary situation. How did that make you feel at the time, Richard?
The first time I was just worried about catching the plane, because obviously I had a reason to get there, and I thought, well, you know, this is a little odd. Maybe because there was a problem with the computer, they decided to check. But when it happened on the way back, then I said to myself, and in fact, I even said to the security guard, and he kind of looked at me funny. I said, well, you know, it's probably because when I was standing in line, I said something negative about Bush. And he just kind of looked at me and laughed nervously. He says, no. And I said, yeah. I shook my head and said, yeah, I think so. You know, and that was it. I mean, he didn't hassle me any further than what his job was. But, you know, he's a functionary.
I think generally the more trouble you try to cause, or you know, the bigger a stink you try to raise, because you're, you know, obviously they're holding you up and you're getting pissed, and I think obviously the more of a stink you raise, the more likely they are to even give you a harder time, you know.
Well, but that's after the fact. That's after I'd already been selected, you know, as
that's
they euphemistically call it. You know, it was like some wonderful present from God that I had been randomly selected.
Congratulations!
Oh, and the best part, I'm sorry, I left out one part. The baggage handler that told me where I had to go because I had been selected had a very heavy Russian accent, and I had to, of course, make some allusion to her about the KGB. I just couldn't resist.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, that doesn't help your case, Richard.
No, but again, remember, this is all after the fact. This is after they did what they had to do. So I had my right to resist. You know, but I just figured I'd throw this out there, and you know, as you say, if there's anybody else with some kind of story, it might be interesting to gather how many times this is happening and to what kind of people. You know,
it happens to average kind of people. And Richard, we appreciate you checking in, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again. Have a great night,
great.
Sir.
Thank
you know,
you.
I've got a comment on it.
Okay,
I work on a libertarian talk show. You know, I mean, I've got viewpoints that really are out of the mainstream. I was just on a plane last week. Two of them flew up to Chicago, flew back. I've got every reason in the world to get pulled. They didn't pull me for nothing.
Interesting, nonetheless. We want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Next, I'll tell you about the TSA giving a bit of an intrusive search to a female. What could that be about?
Ooh.
That's coming up next, so stay tuned. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy to swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
The Republicans and Democrats have rigged the debate game, and you're the loser. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The debate commission is a sham. There, I said it. They claim to be nonpartisan, but they're really bipartisan. Mere shills for the two major party candidates who actually set the terms of debate. The debate omission will even lie to cover their tracks. Janet Brown, their executive director, has said they can't have 150 candidates on stage. But only six candidates are qualified by virtue of the fact that they meet the constitutional qualifications and appear on enough state ballots to conceivably win 270 electoral votes. The debate omission is stacked with high-powered lawyers. They might come after me for telling you this. The major media won't cover this story, so someone has to say it. Now I ask you to join me in telling Congress and the Federal Election Commission how you feel at www.downsizedc.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
You've seen this look in Home Design Magazine. It's caught the attention of designers everywhere. This look is Walworth, and it's quickly becoming one of today's hottest decorating trends. Walworths are pre-spaced and pre-pasted transfer letter stains that last a lifetime or until your next decorating spree. Quick to remove, Walworths are excellent for renters or those who love to frequently change the look of their home. Choose from over 1,400 quotes or design your own. Walworths can lend a witty, whimsical, wise, romantic, or even spiritual feel to your home or office. Quotations take just minutes to apply, yet look like they've been meticulously painted on. Walworth has been featured on QVC, Paint, Paint, Paint on PBS, and HGTV Your Home. Add this unique look to your sales office, classroom, kids' room, or any room in your house. For your free catalog with thousands of ideas, call 888-422-6685. That's 888-422-6685. Or visit us at walworth.com. That's walworth.com.
Live, the toll-free telephone number, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You can call in and take control of the program. Bring us anywhere you want. We'll talk about whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it be personal or political. We're here to listen to you and interact with you.
Sure.
Just like, and by the way, there's more than one way for you to interact with this program. There's the chat room. And we've got all kinds of people hanging out in there tonight. Myself, Johnson, Angus, Lindsay, Mr. Nobody, Newbie, and Sigerson. Or Sigerson. They're all hanging out at freetalklive.com.
Nice.
There's also the bulletin board system and much, much more for you to do there. It's Ian here with you.
And I'm Mike.
And Manwich.
And again, we want to talk to you at 800-259-9231. We're talking about what we were talking about just a moment ago, at least, is the situation that we have in airports in this country. And it's an issue we've addressed a number of times on this show.
Certainly
in
have.
The past. It's a serious issue. I think when you go into, and I have seen what it's like, because I have traveled once since 2001. It doesn't feel like a free country to me when I'm in the airports.
Well, not when you see guards standing every frickin' 15 feet around you.
No, it doesn't. But apparently, a majority of American public has accepted it, and they don't even bother to question it, which is a little disturbing to me.
Sad.
However, Here's a story out of San Diego. A San Diego woman said she drove home from Denver rather than submit to what she viewed as an intrusive search by airport security screeners.
Good for her.
Ava Kingsford, who's not a bad-looking lady, mid-blonde, decent-looking, middle-aged lady, 36, I mean, middle-aged, she said she was flagged down for a pat-down search, and she's much better-looking than you.
I'm sure she is.
Flagged down for a pat-down search at Denver International Airport last month as she prepared to board a flight home with her three-month-old son. Kingsford objected when a female screener with the Transportation Security Administration told her, "I'm going to feel your breasts now."
Whoa!
She was patting me down, this is her talking, she was patting me down and frisking me and basically covering all parts of my body, my legs, and wanding me with a security wand. And when I thought she had completed her search, she looks at me and said, "I'm going to feel your breasts now." I was stunned, and I said, "I beg your pardon?"
Yeah, right.
Kingsford said when she told the screener she was uncomfortable with it, more security agents and police officers arrived. They told her that she couldn't board her flight without submitting to the final step of the search.
Well, that's the final step, huh?
She said, "I was shaking, I was sobbing, I couldn't believe that this was happening to me."
So if you're a guy, what's the final step there? They want to squeeze your sack and make sure you're not hiding anything up in there?
I'm sure they spend a little time in that general vicinity. That's really uncalled for.
That's just retarded.
She says it was surreal. It was like out of a movie with these guys yelling.
I mean, does she have C4 plastic explosive molded into boobs? That's dumb.
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, is this really keeping us safe, feeling women's breasts before they get on the planes?
I can't see how it is.
I just don't see it.
Maybe she's a drug smuggler. Maybe she's smuggling some heroin underneath the underwire or bra,
something.
I still say it would have made a heck of a lot more sense to give rubber bullets to pilots and would forget this whole making the TSA a law enforcement agency. Just leave security in the hands of private companies, and then, you know, whatever airlines wanted to do, they could.
Or maybe this particular security person is just a extreme turbo dyke, and that's how she gets her job.
Apparently, she has she has everybody else on board with her, though. She called in the forces so that she could get a cop a feel.
It's nothing more than a power trip for a bunch of peons, basically, as far as I'm concerned. But unfortunately, I think the real telling part of this is where she says, "I couldn't believe this was happening to me." Yeah, guess what, America? It can happen to you. Odds are, the more you fly, it will happen
eventually
to you.
Yeah, it's not a question of when, of if, it's a question of when.
And on top of that, as our security gets tighter and tighter here, it's going to happen to more and more of you. And in fact, more and more of you are going to be pulled into the other room for the special searches that they have. And who knows what else is going to happen? I know we mentioned this last week in the presidential debates. John Kerry was saying something about how he doesn't think George Bush is going far enough with his security measures, and he wants to search every single bag in the airport and all kinds of different crazy stuff. So, I mean, either way you go, Bush, Kerry, it's going to be
more of this crap. This is what doesn't make any sense about bag searches for me. And I'm not saying that there shouldn't be bag searches. People can have that. The point isn't blowing up airplanes, okay? I mean, the point isn't keeping the airplane safe. The point is that what was weird on 9/11 and what changed on 9/11 is people hijacked the airplane and flew it into buildings, killing many more people than happened to be on the airplane. Because if you're going to worry about how many people are on an airplane, what, there's a few hundred people on an airplane? Then you've got to start worrying about lots of things.
And it's almost unbelievable that the guys that hijacked those planes pulled it off with box cutters.
Well, the reason they did it, I understand why they pulled it off, because Americans were lackadaisical up to that point. You spent the afternoon on the tarmac in Havana, and then you went to wherever you were going. You know, that's how hijacking went up to that point.
Well, that inefficient cockpit security as well.
Well, yeah, it didn't matter, because all that ever happened was they went to Havana and they sat around or some Caribbean country, and nothing bad ever happened to people in America, so we didn't care. It's like, okay, box cutter, nobody wants to get hurt here, but now you're not going to hijack anything with a box. You aren't going to hijack a bicycle with a box cutter, because the passengers on that airplane are going to. They've already two people have been killed on passenger planes. Drunk people. They're just drunk people. Got out of hand. Passengers killed them. Americans are not brooking terrorism on their airplanes any longer. So the Americans are keeping the Americans free, not the government. Government, by its nature, can't keep you free.
Absolutely not.
I mean, just the word governing.
the tighter you squeeze that grip, that security grip, the more will slip through the proverbial fingers. We want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Anything goes. Change the topic. It's your show. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Excuse me, is this where I get a license to start a new business?
I wouldn't be hasty. You have to get a license to go out of business, too, you know.
Oh, well, look, I've invented this little anti-gravity machine, see?
Oh, is that why you're walking 2 inches above the floor?
Oh, yes, it's very comfortable. It saves on shoe leather.
Yeah, well, you have to fill out these forms and report to the Human Services Department of Manpower Orientation and register with the Fair Employment Practice Commission, the Wage and Hour Division of the Employment Standards Administration, the State Sales and Income Tax Division, the Internal Revenue Service, and the Social Security Administration of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. And of course.
Okay, I thought that was a little town of Wisconsin.
You'll find out. Say, floating around like that could be dangerous. Have you checked with the Consumer Product Safety Commission?
Well, not yet.
Come to think of it, you actually are flying, aren't you? Look, you need to go over to the Federal Aviation Administration and the Transportation...
It's very hard to get anything done these days if you're in business, but free enterprise built this country. Think what could happen if we don't keep it free. A public service of this station and the Center for the Defense of Free Enterprise, Bellevue, Washington.
Guys, we just can't have people floating about unregulated, you know.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It is nearing the end of the first hour of the program. We'll be here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Of course, we are worldwide thanks to the Genesis Communications Network and the great crew over there. It's Ian here with you.
And I'm Mike.
And Manwich.
And I think we're going to get into a little bit of what's coming up next hour, Manwich. What do you got on the way?
I've got a little article from off of the AP Wire here about executions, and I guess apparently it's been taken to the Supreme Court whether or not you can execute 16 and 17 people that killed when they were 16 and 17 that are on death row now. And of course the court outlawed executions for 15 people that were 15 and under when they committed their crimes. I guess that was
so execution coming up possibly in hour two. Again, this is only if you don't take over the show and take control, because this is your show. Mm-hmm. You dial us up anytime at 800-259-9231 and we go to you. In fact, Mike, real quick, what do you have coming up? Because then when I want to go to the phones.
Well, he was, Manwich was bringing up what he did, and I have a story that sort of ties in. Did you know that it's believed that Christopher Columbus was actually responsible for a large number of people being eradicated? during his exploration of the new world.
I didn't know that necessarily, but I did know that he wasn't the greatest of guys. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Josh in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, today I'd like to talk about cops in schools.
Cops in schools?
Yeah, I actually work in a school in the area here.
And, okay, in what capacity?
Just as an aide, different types of things, office help.
But okay.
I've noticed, I mean, I'm only 24 years old, and so it wasn't long ago since I was in school. But
Me too. I'm actually the same age, Josh.
Most of our schools around here have their officers, what they call them, you know,
okay.
for their program, drug awareness, resistance education. But they rarely use them only for that. They mostly use them to arrest kids in schools. And for petty things, they say they use it so that to teach the kids a lesson so that this doesn't get out of hand. But I work in a middle school, and I've seen, in just this year so far, about 5 kids get walked out in handcuffs.
For what?
Disorderly conduct.
Well, I'm sorry.
Chris, do you think that possibly because...
It's Josh.
I'm sorry, Josh. I was
okay.
Looking at something else. Do you think it's because that schools have gotten so out of hand that they have to have police on site? I hear about a lot of things that go on at schools. Happen at my private school.
In some instances, yeah, they'd be handy. But, I mean, like, okay, a kid gets called down to the office and, you know, he gets a little loud and he tells the principal to go F himself or something like that. The principal has
shouldn't
arrested.
Be against the law.
No, the principal. I mean, I can understand, you know, whatever they handle at school. No, the principal's have him arrested for disorderly conduct.
That seems
wrong to me.
Yeah.
And then they take him out in handcuffs to teach the kid a lesson and to show everybody else, to scare everybody else.
I can understand that they have like a zero tolerance thing for, say, weapons or something, and somebody gets caught with a little handgun or a knife or switchblade
or
something
with
them.
Zero tolerance.
But you know what I'm saying?
Zero tolerance is not understandable, because when you're talking about zero tolerance, then you got kids taken out in handcuffs for having a butter knife, that kind of thing. That's what happened.
Oh, my plastic butter knife.
There's actually a case of that this week.
If you'd have a butter knife, you'd be expelled. You'd be expelled. That's the end of the answer in your school career.
It's outrageous.
Oh, I mean, it is. And they say they do it to teach kids a lesson. I mean, I'm not going to say I was ever innocent, and I've been in handcuffs before, but I can tell you, putting a kid in handcuffs, it doesn't make him not do it again. It makes him realize this isn't that bad.
I want to know what on earth inspired you to work at a government-run school. Hang on, and we'll let you answer that question, Josh. We're going to come back in a moment, and we want to talk to you as well. If you want to dial us up, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Log on at freetalklive.com.
U.S. Gold and...